1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 8:22. Joined on the line now by State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today? Welcome.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you very much. How have you been?
I'm well. About yourself?
Very good. A little tired.
Yeah. All right. We in the last hour, we had State Senator Ryan Fazio on talking about the housing bill passed by the House of Representatives. I want to get your take on that bill. If you voted for it, what are your thoughts about the housing bill?
Very good. Absolutely. Let's start with the housing bill, happy, and we can go into the budget, which is the most important part of this year, the biennial budget. I voted against this bill. So you said that I voted in favor, or
no,
Ryan implied that I voted in favor?
No, I asked if you had voted in favor of it. You said you voted against.
No, I have not. I have not. I voted against this bill, just like my colleagues, Steve Metzger and Tina Corpus. And a lot of had been published over the last few weeks when the bill was a working process. And it is dirty politics and flat wrong to say I support it, like appear in some publications. And regarding housing, last year and this year, I and my Democratic colleagues worked hard to insert language in all housing bills that protected Greenwich in case the majority passed those bills. We deliberately used our ability as members of the majority to add elements to protect us as much as possible. And then, as now, we lobby against the bills and voted no. So we did not support the housing bill.
Now,
I don't know if I am being clear, Tony, on that respect, because a lot has been written in some publications locally about our support and my support to the bill, which is, as I said at the beginning, dirty policies are flat wrong to say I support it.
Okay, so now you voted against it. Let me ask you, are those provisions protecting Greenwich a part of that bill that appears that will be eventually passed?
Well, I don't know if that bill will pass. I don't know what Ryan said, if that bill will pass in the Senate.
Well, it sounds like it has Democratic support, and they have the majority in the Senate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We tried, number one, that... let's go to fair share, which is an issue for us. We were ranked. There are no mandates. I mean, yes, there are studies that, I mean, we cannot ever just reach those numbers, but there are not any penalties for no compliance. So we will have to do and concentrate moving forward. And this is a bill that... hopefully, I mean, I don't see any immediate consequences to us. And as I said before, and in many times, and you heard me saying this, Tony, we have to work hard to be sure that we have we obtain a moratorium in A30T, that all of our affordable housings are counted into what is the affordable housing number that we have. I think we have more than 5.6 or 6 that the first electment always reports, because in those numbers, we are not reporting the affordable housing of Greenwich communities, because we don't have the numbers for whatever reason. I had tried for years to be sure that those numbers are provided, and those numbers were not provided. So, and we will be keep working hard to be sure that, this is not a bill that will impose penalties. Certainly, there are incentives for communities that would like to build more medium income and affordable housing. There are a lot of carrots to do that. We were sure that we will not be penalized on issues.
Okay. Let's move to the budget. As you mentioned before, we got less than a week to go in the session. Where do things stand?
Absolutely. I think that I am very optimistic, Tony. Usually, I tend to see the glass three-quarter full and not one-quarter empty. We are having very meaningful conversations with the governor's team, and every hour, every day, and we are making a lot of progress. And all of that, the budget, the biannual budget that we expect to pass, and we are working with the governor, is a budget that doesn't break any of the financial barriers that we established in 2017. We are working within the financial guardrails, and certainly we keep and hope to have a budget within those guardrails. Without a lot has been written also that we are violating the spending cap. We are not, and we are not in the process, and we are not negotiating any budget that will violate any spending cap. Regarding the volatility cap, yes, within the law, within the statutes, within what was passed in 2017, the governor has the possibility of moving the threshold of the volatility cap within the law, within the statutes of the financial guardrails that had been passed in 2017. I am not sure if I am being clear on this.
Yes, yes. One question I did have for you, though, where does it stand as far as their support for, as I think it was Speaker Ritter mentioned, about passing a one-year budget rather than 2 years?
Now, we are working to pass a two-year budget. We want a two-year budget.
Okay.
We want a two-year budget, and yes, at a point in the conversations, you know, that option was on the table, as Speaker Ritter said, but many of us were hard and are aiming, as we always did, for a two-year budget. And I think that, as I said, we are having very meaningful conversations. I am very optimistic that we will end up with a two-year budget.
All right, Representative Arzino, we got, next Wednesday, so it's six days before the session ends, and I appreciate your time. We'll talk next month, and we'll have the final answers by that point, hopefully, right?
Excellent, absolutely, and let's see if I can stand for what I am saying, Tony, but I am laughing, but I am working hard for all of that, and I am very optimistic.
All right, fantastic.
I am very optimistic.
Great. Thanks, Representative.
And
take care.
Let me repeat, sure. Within the financial guardrails that were passed in 2017, and we want to protect.
All right. I'll let you get the final word on that, and be well. Take care. Have a good
Thank you, day. Tony. You too. Have a great weekend.
State Representative Hector Arzino joining me there here on WGCH.